Okay, so bit of clarification for a start. A few topics I want to cover. If you didn't see the post that I did yesterday, the infographic, then you can find that on my Facebook page, which is Nathan Bancroft Coach. But basically, what I want to say is that I am in no diet camp. Okay, clarification, I'm in no diet camp. I never said that you shouldn't do a ketogenic diet. And I, in fact, encouraged it and said, if it works for you, then by all means, keep doing it. Okay? But I understand that sometimes keto fans may feel targeted. So I'm here to say, which I have said plenty of times before, that no diet is better than another diet. Paleo, low carb, high carb, keto, vegan, swimming world, Weight Watchers, etc., etc., etc. They all work for the same reason. They help you to manage energy balance, i.e. you burn more calories than you consume. So the best diet is totally individual. It's the one that helps you to manage this energy balance and the one that you can stick to. Because out of everything, adherence is the key. It's the one that you can do consistently. Okay? So just to clarify, I literally don't care what diet you do. They all work the same. The only problem that I do have in some cases is when people say things about why diets work that aren't true. And that's all the post was about. Now, let's talk about calories versus hormones, because this also managed, that post managed to raise 7,000 tangents, one of which brought up was calories versus hormones. Now, I want to say that I have seen no data that says that weight loss isn't because of a negative energy balance. So weight loss is predicated on a negative energy balance, i.e. you are burning more calories than you consume. Now, if someone has evidence that says otherwise, then please do send it to me, okay? But I've seen no evidence to suggest that this isn't true. Now, I am not saying that hormones make no difference at all. Of course they do. However, all they do is they simply alter this equation. So one very simple example is your thyroid. If your thyroid levels decrease, it decreases your energy expenditure. Basically, you burn less calories. So all it's done is tip that energy out down. It's still energy balance. You just have to, you know, and this goes with things like the thermic effect of food, because people say, well, not all macronutrients are the same. Very true. Protein, for example, you burn more calories digesting protein. But again, this just changes energy out. It's still calories in versus calories out. It's just that calories out is always changing for a lot of reasons. Okay, but it does still come down to energy balance. Now, let's say that it was hormones. And it's all hormones and not calories. The problem with this is it's not really helpful. Because once you are dieting and losing weight, all of the hormones that people usually mention, like your leptin and your thyroid, they go down and there is not a lot that you can do about it. Okay? Hyperthyroidism is completely different. However, once medicated appropriately, you are normal, in inverted commas. Okay? Leptin as well, there's not a lot that you can do about this. The only real way that you can increase your leptin is to gain weight or eat more food, both of which aren't particularly helpful to weight loss. Now, the only one that you can really influence is insulin. And let's be honest, the one that most people talk about is insulin. Now, this is a topic for another time, a whole couple of videos in of its own. However, I will say that if you do believe that it is hormones and not calories, I have sort of a challenge for you. Keep your insulin low, so eat low carbs. Keep your protein to a low to moderate level, because remember, protein also spikes insulin, which a lot of people either don't know or forget about. Track your calories, eat 10,000 calories a day and see what happens. Okay, because theoretically, if you are keeping your hormones under control, if hormones are what sort of weight loss is all about, you should lose weight. Okay, but just see what happens. But what I sort of want to summarise with is I'm not saying that it is simple as calories in versus calories out. But what you have to understand is that is what it comes down to. Yes, there are lots of factors that affect this equation, like hormones, stress, sleep, which pretty much just all affect hormones. However, it does still come down to energy balance. And like I say, let's say it is hormones. Again, there's not really a lot that you can do about that. However, you can affect your calorie balance by managing your intake and increasing your output. And that is helpful because that is something that you can actually make a difference on. So hopefully that provides some clarification.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.